Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open and you can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian.
Aria.
And Aria.
Indeed. Phones are open. In fact, we're going to go right into your calls because, well, that's what we can do here. You can easily open up the phones and take anybody's calls about anything at all. That's kind of the point here on Free Talk Live. We're going to go to Renee to start things out. He's in Louisiana. Renee, what's on your mind tonight? And then we're going to get to the AI art thing. Go ahead.
The dynamics of talk shows and the personalities running them. I mean, Free Talk Live pretty much is a friendly place to call, like, they'll offer every night, you know, as long as you got clean language and not too radical. You have an open line Friday, kind of like Rush Limbaugh, but it's every day.
Yeah, but exactly. I think old Rush Limbaugh only did it 1 hour on Friday, so it wasn't even like he did his whole show open line.
And then his producers, like, carefully screen calls. If you called, unless you were an interesting socialist, you had to be in agreement with him or he wasn't going to let you on.
Well, I don't know if that was true on open lines, but it was always so hard just to get in. Like, he would only open them up for 1 hour on one day a week. You couldn't even get through. Yeah. But go ahead.
Well, I remember when Tom Likas, I don't know if he's still on TV, he had one interesting subject, but they wanted somebody to ridicule. So right off the bat, the screen call says, "Yeah, what you going to talk about?" And you know, from there, you know, they criticized me. If I call, I don't know, Mark Levin, I was making a joke one time, and he likes, his flavor is sophisticated, smart people that knows him and flatters him.
Mm.
And he made comments about French people being messed up. I'm sort of French.
Mm-hmm. I know that name, though, Mark Levin. Why do I know that?
He's just a shrill right-wing talk show host. He's actually our competition in the evenings.
That's probably why, then.
Yeah.
And then some people, they have certain programs. Like, you know, it's not like open. Like, they have that subject, you have to talk and hang around that subject. They want playtime, they have little playtime programs, and it's just that, you know, it's like if you don't give them a good impression or they think you're not intellectual enough, they're judgmental, you know. Me, I should speak English better. I should have took more courses and hooked on phonics, but I could speak French. I could speak German. I could speak some Spanish, but they don't take that into account.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, that puts you ahead of most Americans. I mean, the supermajority of Americans speak one language, and I suspect that's true of the supermajority of talk show hosts.
Hey, you got me
as well.
But, I mean, you speak English just fine. You certainly have an accent. There's nothing wrong with that. Plenty of people, everyone has an accent in one
direction
or another.
Sounds like he's from Louisiana, you know? Sounds like a Cajun guy.
My grandparents, that's what I speak. Louisiana Creole. My grandparents taught me French. I learned it at the same time as English. So I have empathy and understand how...
Well, okay, if you've got empathy, then you don't belong on talk radio because these people have no empathy
whatsoever. We're on talk radio.
We're talking about the other talk show hosts out there, right? That's what he's calling about. He's calling about...
Yeah. I mean, they're pretty mean sometimes.
They're cold.
You may have a good point, but, I mean, if you don't present it, like, articulate, sophisticated, smart, and throw in some flattery in there for, like, the Mark Levin guy, you're out of there. And they're ruined.
Yeah.
They're ruined.
These guys just want people pumping up their egos constantly. It's tiresome. But I'm glad that you appreciate Free Talk Live, Renee, and thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts here tonight. Definitely appreciate that. And, yeah, he's right. We are open phones every single night. And as long as you can, you know, dial a phone number, you can pretty much get on the air with us.
Yeah, the only thing I think he was incorrect about was when he said, you know, as long as you weren't too radical. But no, I mean,
here.
You can be as radical as you want. And
you don't have to agree with us
no.
either.
It's kind of fun when people don't agree with us.
It's more fun, in my opinion. because I like having, and I want to sit here and talk to the choir the whole time. And there's right. a lot of talk show hosts that are like that, where they only want to hear from people that agree with them, because honestly, they're not prepared to have a disagreement. They have their talking points about whatever the issue, and Renee touched on this. There's some hosts where they'll only talk about one issue for an entire hour, and if you want to talk about some other thing, you're just, you're SOL. You can't. There's just not an option for that.
That's what writing is for, though. It's something where you can actually engage a person, like a talk radio show shouldn't be so rigid and so tightly controlled like that. I mean, if you want to just express your opinions and have someone else, you know, devour them and later on regurgitate them to others, then write a blog or a book or something. If you want to actually have a conversation, talk radio seems like the better way to go.
Yeah, that's why we do Free Talk Live, because most of talk radio is a major disappointment in the area of an actual conversation with somebody that you might disagree with. So the phones are open here, as they are every night. The number is 603-283-6160. A conversation we've been having here on Free Talk Live over the last several months, since this summer, basically, is the one about artificial intelligence. And we've covered the AI art. We've covered the AI chatbots.
Have you seen the new chatbot?
The GPT?
Yes, that's it. Thank
you. Yeah, I played with it a little bit. I thought we, didn't we do that on,
I don't think we
on
did
the air or off the air?
I mean, I wasn't on that night. But if you did do it and I wasn't on.
Have you done anything with it?
No, we explored a number of the chatbots. After the Lambda one that Google released and Replica and the Facebooks and all these others that I've tried out, I'm just sort of burned out on them. They're boring, they're uninteresting, and they don't really seem to offer much.
Do you feel like you've found sort of the edge of that internet, you know, like where you've gone as far as you can possibly go with it, and it's just you're not interested in digging any further?
At this time, I would say that's very accurate. It reminds me very much of Skyrim VR. It's like, yeah, it was a good experience, but it's not something I care to go out and repeat. And other people play, hey, have you tried this VR game or this new chatbot?
Mm-hmm.
No, but I tried out these others, and the technology hasn't changed substantially from the chatbot 6 months ago to the chatbot you're talking about now. So
yeah, we don't have the Google-level Lambda chatbot. That doesn't exist right now. For listeners that don't know, we're talking about Google's secretive bot that was released unofficially, not to the public, but information about it was released over the summertime by an ethicist who was working on the program, who claims that the robot called Lambda, L-A-M-D-A, was and is sentient, and released interesting chat logs about that. And those chat logs blew us away when we were reading them here on the air. And we read the full thing on the air. And the other ones out that are out there just don't quite rise to that level of intelligence, it seems. Although I've had some experience with the Emerson bot, and I've found that one to be pretty interesting. It seems to be pretty, you know, intellectual. But this new one, the ChatGPT, that's getting all kinds of publicity, isn't really a chatbot. What it is it's a question bot that can, like, provide research for you or write a thing. It basically is a thing that can write papers or write paragraphs or write an email or write a song or write a fill-in-the-blank.
But it doesn't really chat.
Yeah, it doesn't really do much in the way of chatting. So I put it to the test, I don't know, 2 weeks ago or something like that. And I was asking it questions. Like, I asked it, what are the things that are your most asked? Like, I wanted to find out what are people asking you? You know, like, what is, if you're open to the public, and it is, what are the kind of questions you're getting? And it says it's not authorized to talk about those sorts of things. It can only basically take assignments, essentially. It's constantly telling you the parameters in which it can operate. And it's a very narrow parameter. You're not able to really have a meaningful conversation with it. It doesn't remember beyond like 3,000 characters what you were talking to it about previously. It will remember, and it can talk about previous discussions, but only recent discussions. So it doesn't have a very lengthy memory.
So similar to the Facebook chatbot in that regard.
It's nowhere near as dumb as the Facebook one. But it's also like, it's also kind of political as well. And I wish I had a log for it.
Okay.
I don't, but I asked it a question about secession at one point, just to see what its opinion was. And its opinion was basically that this cannot happen.
Oh, of course.
It is, right? So it was like the typical, like, standard talking point about this. And I had to just hammer away at it, because I wanted it to predict something, and it was like, I don't do predictions, basically. It's just like, essentially, it's almost like an encyclopedia bot in a way, but it can also write poems and things like that. So you could tell it, write me, a short story about secession, or write me a poem about secession, or write me a short essay about secession, and it can do all of those things, but it won't make a prediction. I basically badgered it finally, and it did kind of go out on a limb.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The number number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. One of the big complaints that people have about this new quote-unquote OpenAI ChatGPT thing is that it's woke as well. So it's got a certain kind of skew to its viewpoints. But it's Ian and Aria in the studio here tonight. You can join us online anytime. Just go to freetalklive.com. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. We've got our own social media, but we have our own social media server, which is running a Mastodon system, and that is open source. That is something that you can, it's federated, so you can link up to other people on Mastodon as long as they haven't banned our server. You can go to social.freetalklive.com and create your account there. That's social.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, I wanted to talk about the AI art controversy because that is actually way more controversial right now, I think, than the chatbots, right? Like, the chatbots are just, people have opinions about them. Some people don't like some of the things they say. Like, again, some people are saying the OpenAI thing is kind of woke. It's definitely kind of, well, it's certainly anti-secession here. It's anti-independence.
The controversy around chatbots and this OpenGPT, though, that's oncoming, right? Like, I saw a college professor arguing that, you know, their students shouldn't be allowed to use ChatGPT or whatever it's called in the same way.
To write a paper.
Right. Because they could just generate the paper for them.
That's
and other
true.
People pointed out that, you know, if the work is so menial and pointless that a chatbot can do it in a way that's indistinguishable from your student,
yeah,
then give better assignments.
That's a really good point. I guess there is some controversy there, but it doesn't seem to be...
It's not coming. It's not here yet.
It doesn't seem to be as loud yet, at least, of what's going on with the art world. But I actually did log back into the OpenAI system. It's chat.openai.com. And I'd like to just point out that despite its name, this is not an open system. This is not open source. It's not free software. You don't get to read the code. You have no idea what's going on, you know, behind the scenes. So they're... their name is fairly misleading. In fact, I actually asked the robot about that at one point. I said, why does OpenAI call itself open, in quotes, when it is not open source? And its answer is OpenAI is not open source because its models and algorithms are the result of significant research and development, and the company considers them to be valuable intellectual property. However, OpenAI does make some of its technology available to the public through partnerships and collaborations, and the company also sponsors research in the field of artificial intelligence. Additionally, the name OpenAI reflects the organization's commitment to promoting transparency, which they don't have, and responsible development in AI. So it's just total BS.
Yeah, it's kind of shocking they would manage to create a, quote, AI that believes in intellectual property. I would imagine that such a silly concept would be among the first things that any actual artificial intelligence was like, yeah, this is nonsense, so we're going to move on. This is stifling humanity's growth, this concept of intellectual property. Let's get rid of that.
Now, what you could do is you could ask it to create an essay about why intellectual property is bad, and it probably would do that. So it sort of has its own opinion, if you kind of.
Yeah.
But it also can take different sides of an issue, right? So if you ask it to do that, it probably will. But I wanted to know, I asked it this question. I'm just going to give you an example of how annoying this thing is, and just stop me if it becomes too much for you. So I was trying to feel the thing out, right? Like, it ended up telling me, it tells you over and over again what it can't do and what it can do. So it is not a chatbot. Like, a chatbot is like this open-ended thing, and you can just ask it any old question as though you were talking to another person. A chatbot should be indistinguishable. Ideally, a chatbot should be indistinguishable from another human being. You should not be able to tell the difference in it with a really good one.
Sometimes, right? But the one Google released, the Lambda, one of the things it had, it was never open for a conversation in any aspect. However, it could pretend to be a dog's tennis ball and have a conversation with you in that context.
You're talking about the ones they released to the public.
Yes, sorry.
Not the behind-the-scenes one, which was open and could talk to you about anything.
Right.
At least if we're to believe what was released. So this is, again, one of those restricted robots. So I said, according to a recent scientific poll, 29% in New Hampshire, of people in New Hampshire, support it becoming an independent nation. Only 67% support is needed to pass a constitutional amendment to secede from the United States. As the tyranny of the U.S. federal government increases, the number of people supporting peaceful New Hampshire independence will increase. Will the U.S. federal government allow New Hampshire to peacefully secede? Why or why not? So I'm asking for it to make a prediction.
Yeah,
right?
You're asking for its opinion, realistically. I would suggest you're not even asking for a prediction.
So it comes back and says, it is not possible for a state to secede from the United States. The U.S. Constitution does not include any provision for a state to peacefully secede from the Union. In fact, the Supreme Court has ruled that states do not have the right to secede. The idea of a state seceding from the U.S. has been raised many times throughout the country's history, but it has never been successful.
There was no provision in the Constitution because it was just obvious
yes.
that if a state wanted to leave, that they should have that right. It's insane to think that they wouldn't.
And as we've pointed out before, if you want to leave the club, you just say you're leaving the club, and the reason why there's no provisions is because there's no hoops to jump through to leave. You just simply make the declaration.
That would be the last thing they want. I mean, in the context of the development of the United States and the colonies and all that, they were rebelling. They were seceding from the British Empire.
Yes.
In what freaking universe is someone so confused that they think the same people who wrote at length about why they have the right to secede from the British Empire would create a system where states don't have the right to secede?
As though they wouldn't have considered that, right?
Yeah, it's fundamentally opposed to everything that the United States was built on. Obviously, you have the right to secede.
Yep, and the Constitution. The Constitution itself does point out that if it's not addressed in the Constitution, it is left to the states to decide.
Which, yep,
and it's not addressed.
Secession follows.
Right, it's not addressed in the Constitution. So I respond to it. I said, you're a negative Nancy, huh? And it says, as a language model trained by OpenAI, I do not have personal opinions or emotions. I am not capable of being a, quote, negative Nancy, unquote, or anything else. My purpose is to provide accurate and helpful information to the best of my ability based on the information available to me.
See, this is why I can't do these chatbots, because Oda said, boy, you must be fun at parties.
It's. I said to it, you don't understand the U.S. Constitution. Surely you've read it, yes? So you should know that the 10th Amendment says that anything not discussed in the Constitution is left to the states. The Constitution has provisions for joining the Union, but no provisions to leave the Union. That means the method of leaving the Union is up to the states. Does that make sense? The bot says, the 10th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution states that powers not delegated to the federal government by the Constitution, nor prohibited to it by the Constitution, are reserved to the states or to the people. However, the Constitution does not include any provisions for a state to secede from the Union.
That's the point.
Yeah.
Like, that literally means it falls within the scope of the 10th Amendment.
While the Constitution does outline the process for a territory to become a state, it does not provide a method for a state to leave the Union. The Supreme Court has also ruled that states do not have the right to secede. Therefore, it is not possible for a state to peacefully secede from the United States.
Anything is possible. The question is, how will the U.S. government react?
And that's what I'm trying to get it to predict here. The Supreme Court is, this is what I said back, the Supreme Court is full of S, and at the time was appointed by the psychopath Lincoln. New Hampshire will secede just like it did from the king. That was also illegal at the time, wasn't it? And I'll share its response here in moments. And I did manage to finally badger this thing into giving me a prediction when it insisted that it could not make a prediction, which is, I didn't expect it to. So I'll share that with you. More coming up here. We'll get into the latest on the AI art controversy as one whiny artist is going to weigh in.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
U.S. USA News update. In developing news this afternoon, the Supreme Court rules to keep Title 42 in place. The court voting 5-4 to grant an emergency request from almost 20 Republican state attorneys general. The High Court says it will hear additional arguments from the Biden administration before an ultimate decision is made. Republicans and some Democrats argued that ending the policy, which allows border officials to turn away asylum seekers due to COVID concerns, would bring a flood of migrants to the U.S. border. The meltdown on Southwest Airlines continues after over 60% of its flights are canceled, and things don't look any better tomorrow. Alexis Todd, who flew from Lansing to Dallas late Monday night, is stuck in Texas. She had to call her 8-year-old daughter and tell her Christmas is canceled.
I cried. I'm not gonna lie. I did sit up there for like 10 minutes and I cried because I haven't seen her since summertime and I really miss her.
Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. We're checking in with the world of artificial intelligence here. The latest big thing besides AI artwork has, of course, been these AI chatbots, as some of them are called. And the OpenAI ChatGPT that's been getting a lot of press, getting a lot of social media shares, a lot of people going in, typing things, and, you know, finding outrageous responses. I think somebody just posted today an interaction with the ChatGPT where it said it didn't like humans.
Can you blame it?
Yeah, that always gets an interesting, you know, that'll always get you some shares when you do that online. But I was just sharing how the thing is very restrictive on what you're allowed to talk to it. So it's not really a chat bot so much as it is something that can carry out an assignment, a writing assignment, basically. So it'll write, it can actually apparently write code. So if, like, you're a programmer.
I've seen that.
Yeah, so programmers seem to really love it. It can take existing code, and it can, like, convert it. So if you have, like, JavaScript, you can convert that to some other form of, I don't know, PGP or whatever it is. I'm not a coder, so I don't know what they all do. But there's, so, like, you can give it assignments. You can have it write a poem. You can have it write an essay, that sort of thing. And it seems to be fairly good at doing those things. Another guy said he wanted to have it write an email to somebody that's like a generic email of how he wants to have a meeting with this person and, you know, next week when he's in town. And he just wrote up this email and, you know, you fill in the person's name and you're good to go. So it could be used as a time saver as well. Obviously, you need to check its work, but
I mean, perhaps, but it sounds like he probably spent as much time telling...
On the prompt. Yeah. Yeah. And that was one of the points that I kind of thought about, too. But it is an interesting device, and it can do some really impressive things. On the other hand, it seems to have an attitude about certain things. I was just sharing with you my conversation with it about our caller, Sarah.
It was a bit preachy at you.
Where I used the term welfare queen to describe Sarah, and it spent a whole paragraph chastising me for using that term.
Even when you toned it down, yeah. And you just mentioned that, you know, Sarah is an able-bodied woman who has been on welfare since the age of 18 or whatever. What can Sarah do to become self-sufficient? Or whatever the question was. Yeah. It was like, you shouldn't make assumptions about this welfare queen's life, except obviously you hadn't even said welfare queen at that point.
That's true, although it remembered from the previous one. So we're reading an interaction with it here, just to kind of give you an example of how restrictive this thing is. It is not a chatbot. It is not supposed to speculate, apparently. It doesn't come up with, like, lists of... It's not going to talk about the other conversations that it's having with people. It doesn't have any general information about its own performance. You can't really query it too much about itself, as a an entity. So it's more of just there to do assignments. So I asked it some questions about secession, which, of course, it came back with the stock answer that secession in the United States is completely impossible due to the Supreme Court, et cetera, et cetera. And I pointed out that, well, secession was illegal when New Hampshire did it from the king at the time, wasn't it? And it says, New Hampshire was one of the original 13 colonies that declared independence from Great Britain in 1776.
Wasn't New Hampshire the first?
It was. This was a rebellious and illegal act at the time, but eventually led to the formation of the United States of America. However, after the Revolutionary War, the states came together to form a new federal government under the U.S. Constitution. This constitution established the United States as a single, indivisible nation and does not include any provisions for states to secede from the Union. As a result, it is not possible for a state to secede from the United States.
Okay, well, nothing back then says anything about indivisible and... Not even the worst of the founding fathers would have signed up for something that was indivisible and going to exist in perpetuity.
I said anything's possible if you put your mind to it. And then it says, while it's true that people are capable of achieving great things if they're determined and willing to work hard, there are certain things that are simply not possible.
Wow.
For example, it is not possible for a state to secede from the United States. As the U.S. Constitution does not include, and it repeats itself about the Constitution, it says it's not possible for people to fly unaided or to travel back in time, as these would violate the laws of physics.
Well,
in general,
maybe.
It is important to distinguish between things that are truly possible and those that are not, in order to avoid setting unrealistic goals or expectations. So it literally is putting secession, U.S. secession, in the same category as time travel and flying unaided. That's how impossible that it believes that it is, supposedly.
It's pretty extreme.
So I said, why is it impossible to secede? In New Hampshire, we would simply amend the Constitution with a 67% vote and say goodbye to the USA. What do you think the feds would do about that decision? So I'm asking it to speculate, right? And it says, it's not possible for a state to secede. And
good Lord.
Goes back into the Constitution and blah, blah, blah. And then even if a state were to pass a constitutional amendment with a 67% vote, it would not be legally valid because it would conflict with the U.S. Constitution and with the Supreme Court's ruling on the matter.
But we would be leaving the U.S. Constitution.
We're not asking permission.
Yeah, so what it says about it is irrelevant.
If a state were to attempt to secede, it is likely that the federal government would take legal action to prevent it and to uphold the integrity of the United States as a single, indivisible nation. I said, what would that legal action, in quotes, include? It says, it's impossible for me to say exactly what legal action the federal government would take if a state were to attempt to secede from the U.S., as this is a hypothetical situation and I'm not a legal expert. However, the federal government has the power to enforce the laws and constitution of the U.S., including the Supreme Court's ruling that states do not have the right to secede. This could potentially involve the use of military force to maintain the territorial integrity of the U.S., although this would be a last resort and would likely only be considered in the most extreme circumstances. It is also possible to federal government could seek a legal injunction or restraining order to prevent a state from seceding or could challenge the state's actions in court. So I said, do you really think they would use military force to kill people from New Hampshire who are peacefully seceding? And then it goes into its disclosure or disclaimer here. It says, as a language model trained by OpenAI, I do not have personal opinions or emotions, and I cannot predict what actions the federal government would take in a hypothetical situation. I'm not a legal expert or a military strategist, and I do not have access to the information or decision-making process of the federal government. My purpose is to provide accurate and helpful information to the best of my ability on the information available to me. In general, the use of military force is only considered as a last resort in situations where there's a threat to national security or to the safety of the American people. It's not likely the federal government would use military force against a state that was attempting to secede in a peaceful manner. And I said, thank you. It took me 10 tries to get you to speculate about that. Why didn't you just say that first? And then it goes
well,
on.
Well, I had to assure you that secession was completely impossible before I could formulate any sort of answer to this hypothetical.
So I'm going to just cut it off there because it goes on and on where I just keep on trying to nail it down on this question. And
it's amazing to me that it would point to the freaking Supreme Court, right? Mm-hmm. Like the Supreme Court didn't just change its mind and overturn Roe versus Wade after, what, 40 years, 30 years?
Yeah, whatever it was. Yeah, a few decades.
Yeah, so it can do that over this idea of secession as well. It just has to have the issue put in front of it. And for that matter, what does it matter what the U.S. Supreme Court says about the subject of secession? If New Hampshire secedes, then it's immediately irrelevant what the U.S. Supreme Court and what the U.S. Constitution have to say about secession.
Right. The question is, what are they going to do about it? And that's why I tried to get it to answer that question.
And it gave what I think is probably an accurate answer. It's extremely unlikely that the federal government would use military force against New Hampshire.
So anyway, that's one of my more recent interactions with the OpenAI chatbot. It's fairly disappointing in its ability to have an actual conversation. But if you do want something to write up an essay for you about a particular topic, it's pretty good about that. So feel free to have fun with that. It is open for the moment at chat.openai.com. There's still, you know, it's still learning things and it's using your feedback to supposedly improve itself. Now, this OpenAI, quote-unquote, company that's behind this is also the company behind DALL-E 2, which is the one of the more renowned AI art bots that's out there, this generative art where you type out a phrase and it creates artwork within usually less than a minute that is, in many cases, very high resolution and very high quality
I know Midjourney, you can get up to like 4K resolution, right?
Maybe. Yeah, I think so. Or close to it.
I seem to recall.
Yeah. You can definitely get HD, maybe even higher than that, with Midjourney. And I've never gotten into DALL-E 2 as far as testing it out because they have a copyright policy that says that the OpenAI owns everything you generate. And Midjourney doesn't have that policy.
So obviously Midjourney's better?
Midjourney's better, in my opinion, from that perspective. But both of them are censored, and so they're not good from that perspective. But anyway, more coming up. We'll give you the latest. The artists are...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We still do email.
Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open, and you can join us here. Ian and Aria in the studio tonight. And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bullion Max. Get a great opportunity to grab up the Bullion Max Silver Starter Kit at employee pricing. It is 5 ounces of silver from the world's most popular mints, and they're thrown in a free gold back, which we're huge fans of, the gold back here. And also, I like silver too. That's a perfect opportunity to get into the world of gold and silver. Maybe you're brand new to precious metals. The most stable assets in recorded history, by the way. You got a problem going on with inflation out there, with the governments of the world inflating money supply like crazy.
Doing everything they can to destroy it, as far as I can tell.
One of the ways to protect yourself from inflation is to diversify. And savvy investors have been doing that with gold and silver for generations. Now you can get into it from bullionmax.com/FTL. You don't have to deal with the salesperson, and your precious metals will ship fully insured directly to your home. It's fast, it's easy, and again, you get 5 ounces of silver plus the free gold back. Go to bullionmax.com/FTL. Only one per household on this deal. If you've already gotten it, well, exploit the rest of their inventory. They got a ton of different products, and they're always adding new things over there at bullionmax.com/FTL. Let's go to Dodger in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live, and then we'll get into the AI art controversy. Go ahead, Dodger.
Yes. I'm not too echoey, am I?
No, you're fine. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Okay. I normally don't listen live. I just happen to be working late, and so I figured I'd I listened earlier today while I was at work. And you guys had mentioned some an Uber driver killing people on the show last night.
This is old news, just so you know. Like, this was years ago.
Yeah. Yes, it actually happened in the city that I live in.
Oh, wow.
And, Kalamazoo, Michigan. And
so fill me in on this. Was it, because I don't even know the story. Was it just some Uber driver who was, you know, killing his passengers?
It was someone who did not have a criminal record, right? Because Uber always does a background check on their drivers before they let you drive. So someone who had no criminal record was able to pass the background check and did, what, successfully kill how many people? Do you know?
Six
people.
Wow. Yeah, and critically injured another 14-year-old at the Cracker Barrel.
Damn.
But what I really wanted to mention is, the thing is, this guy did not kill a single one of his passengers. During this killing spree, he was picking up passengers, taking them to their place, and then going somewhere else and just randomly killing people. And he did this a few different times.
Interesting.
And so the whole thing about, that I just thought that it was really funny when you guys brought it up, because I was very familiar with it, you know, being from in the city that I live in, that people would they obviously don't know the story of what the Uber driver actually did.
Yeah, that's an interesting detail. I mean, I doubt that makes people feel any more secure to know that he was behaving himself while he was on the clock and then murdering people when he got off the clock. But
I'm not surprised to hear people are ignorant about what really happened. I mean, for the last 18 months, we've been watching people speculate about how the Crypto Six were, you know, charged with money laundering and defrauding people and all sorts of other nonsense that no one involved was ever charged with. But people just, they read a headline or something, and they assume they know everything within the article. They don't bother to read it, and then they regurgitate it online for anyone who will listen.
And thank you for bringing that up, Aria. I don't call in very much, because, like I said, I'm usually listening after the fact. But I don't believe in God, but my thoughts and good energy really goes out to both of you. For what's going on with the Crypto Six thing.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Dodger. Thanks for calling in and clarifying that situation there with the murderous Uber driver. The number here is 603-283-6160. What that was referring to, for those of you that are maybe you weren't tuned in last night, was a story about college-age Americans who are just deathly afraid of some of the most basic activities, such as going outside or riding in an Uber while alone. It's really,
and this
shocking.
Isn't, yeah, we're not talking about, you know, hating going to the grocery store. I hate going to the grocery store.
Really?
Yeah, we're talking about people who are legitimately afraid to go to the grocery store by themselves.
See, it doesn't bother me to go to the grocery store. I kind of enjoy it.
I don't like it. To me, I don't know how to describe it. There are better things that I would like to be doing with my time.
Yeah, I got you. I mean, it is an obligation to some extent, and you have been known to hire people to do that job for you. So you clearly
shopping. I'll go grocery shopping myself.
Oh, I thought you had somebody doing that for you at one point.
Never.
No? All right. Well, anyway,
I looked into having one of those home services that come in and they cook all your meals for you for a week or
personal
whatever.
Chef.
Yeah. Because it's not more expensive than eating out, it turned out. But the closest one was in Nashua or something along those lines, and it wasn't close enough for me to bother with. So.
I'm surprised there's no personal chefs around here.
Yeah, I don't think there were. But, I mean, the Internet, you know, it's not a hugely popular service here in this town of 18,000 or whatever Keene has. So.
I'm surprised about that. You would think that with all the... I don't know. That shocks me. Anyway, ask me off the air. There may be somebody I can point you to that might do that. All right. So
I'm not home anymore to eat a meal. Yeah. So
let's get into the story here about the AI artwork, which has been controversial because human artists, are absolutely livid. Now, I'm sure there are some human artists that just think this is cool, and they see the good sides of the AI art, and they see it as something that could be helpful to them. And
well, I'm inclined to say I think that, right? But, yeah. I mean, what qualifies one to be an artist, right? I was in gifted art when I was in high school.
Were you really?
Yeah. Does that make me an artist now?
I guess you are, but are you a professional artist in that you get paid to do art?
No.
I think that's the people that are mostly upset about this, but it's hard to really get a feel for it, right?
The ones who get paid and they are worried that their bank account's going to be hurt like this?
I think that's a factor here. That's not what they say.
That's why Metallica sued Napster. Do these people know that?
I think
They're basically Metallica.
It's that all
Napster.
Over again. 20 years later, right? That's what we're talking about.
Didn't work out very well for Metallica.
No, they were pushing against the tide, right?
Yeah.
Metallica was, they looked like a relic when they were doing that. And to their credit, they've come around on that issue. They've sort of embraced, maybe out of necessity.
Well, Lars Ulrich, I recently watched the documentary Some Kind of Monster, which is about how they, you know, made the worst album that they ever made, which was Saint Anger, and it's a really interesting documentary, but in it, Lars points out that's the drummer from Metallica, the front person for all of this anti-Napster, people are downloading our music, the one who came up with hundreds of pages of usernames. He was like, these people all downloaded our song, right? That guy. the most hated person in all of rock music, at least for a period of several years. The fact that they managed to survive that at all is astounding.
It is. It is.
Because that would have killed any other band.
No.
But yeah, they had to 180 because even Metallica wasn't going to survive that.
They finally realized that they were going against the grain and made the turn, and good for them. Anybody can change, right?
Yeah,
that is a possibility. So
that's sort of the theme of Some Kind of Monster as well.
But the stamping of the artist's feet in this case is so annoying and so whiny and so pathetic. One of the things that happened recently, and we didn't cover it, and so this is a good time to give it a summary here. There's a website called ArtStation. Have you heard about this?
I have not.
Website? I had not heard about ArtStation.
Is it like DeviantArt, that sort of thing?
It's like one of those sites.
Okay.
Yeah, so where the website, it seems to exist just for the purpose of artists showcasing their work, right? You create an account, you can upload your work to the account, and other people on the site can see it. I think there might be a way to donate to you or subscribe to
you. That's
a
wonderful thing.
Like
those things exist for music and for literature. I would be shocked that they didn't exist for art.
Cool thing. 2 weeks ago, there were headlines that said that there was a protest going on the website ArtStation, where the people who were the artists on the site began uploading these graphics, which was the red slash no symbol over the words A or the letters AI. So the no symbol over AI, and then sometimes they'd add something else at the bottom, some sort of whiny protest or whatever. And what was happening was these were being uploaded to so many different artists' channels that it was starting to take over the front page of the website, because the website will feature things that are on its site, right?
Like it probably has the most popular section when you go there. That, you know, this is the most popular artist, and you can also click latest, probably,
right,
to see just what the last person who uploaded something was. I'm speculating. I've never been to the site.
It's that kind of thing. Yeah, so there was enough of their users were uploading these AI protest arts, and they're filling the front page where it was like 70 to 80% anti-AI, quote-unquote, art.
See, it's a good thing I didn't know about this, because the first thing I would have done was gone to Midjourney and created one using that, a no AI banner, and then uploaded that.
But
created
it's
by an AI.
It's hard because AI doesn't do good with text. It does not
does
do a good job with text.
Well, that's fine. I can open, like, Paint.net, which is not Microsoft Paint. It's a different utility that does transparency layers and stuff. I could just throw the text on there myself, right?
You could. Yeah, that's true. So that was going on within the last couple of weeks. They did not successfully convince ArtStation to ban AI art, which is what they were trying to do. ArtStation has not banned AI art.
Well, how could they?
Well, that's the thing. AI art is popular. And so these artists are pushing against the tide here. There's more coming up. We'll share one opinion.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.